الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام Before I go into my talk proper, I have one question for the audience. Do you want me to address this topic as a stranger to Masjid al-Salam, or you want me to speak to you as a friend? Remember the answer you gave me. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma that a time had come in the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where before Islam they had killed many, many people. And now Nabi alayhi salam is calling them to Islam, but the history of their sins, there's no time to go into their sins, but idol worship, murdering people, burying their daughters alive, drinking blood and unidentified sources of blood, life of jahiliyyah. So they want to know if this Islam that is being presented, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا, say لا إله إلا الله, you'll be successful. But they had a reservation. O Muhammad, meaning Nabi alayhi salam, does it make business sense with our profile of the past life? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Hussari alayhi salam, Hussahibe wahi, receiver of revelation, explains to them what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ
This verse is talking not only to the people who ask this question. Quran is a constitution that is vibrant and alive even on the 7th of November 2025 when the world may be technologically advanced and reach wherever they reach. Quran is far advanced than that. There's no match. This is Kalamul Muluk, Mulukul Kalam. It is royal words from the royal one himself. Oh, the one that has been reckless. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. You have been reckless with yourself. You have lived a life, I'm putting it in layman's terms, the life of an animal, and have done everything under the sun that even animals feel ashamed of what you have done. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu. Quran puts it in the most respectable way to address a person to come back. But reference to those that have been reckless, never had hudud, never had quyud, never had any boundaries, did whatever came to the mind, been there, done that, we'll see for tomorrow, and carry on. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not be despondent, don't despair. Don't despair, mir rahmatillah, of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Allah yaghfiru dhunuba. Allah ta'ala doesn't just forgive one sin. Yaghfiru dhunuba. And what kind dhunuba? Jami'a. All the sins, no matter what happened. A life of shirk and kufr. A life of whatever it is. Allah Rabbul Izzat. Is pleased. Who is Allah? Inna Allah huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Allah Ta'ala is the one that makes maghfirat, is ghafur. Allah is merciful, rahim. And when ulama unpack these words, when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah is merciful in this world, and Allah Ta'ala will exhibit His mercy in the next world as well. So Quran unequivocally announces that Allah wants to forgive. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to make maaf of His servants. But when a person tries one day, 2 days, second day, third day, fourth day, been for Umrah, and he held the Kaaba cloth, "Oh my beloved Allah, I came to make a pact with you. From now on, I'm going to live my life right." Hardly he runs in Durban, in the plane, he's causing problems. "Oh my Allah, I want to change my business dealings, and I want to come on the Shari perspective." 2 days down the line, there's a lucrative deal, and again, he is where he is. Woman wants to wear niqab. She wants to adorn herself properly. Man wants to stay away from the clubs. Man is addicted to something. Person has got all type of skeletons in the closet. So there comes a time, not where he becomes complacent with the sins, but it's a sense that I gave up. Like on the test of the ulama, you'll find a question coming. "Mulana Mufti Saab, I want to throw the towel in. Whatever will happen now." And some even say, "If it means I must go to Jahannam, I'd rather just go, because I just can't come right. Just last Ramadan, I was right. Came Eid day, I don't know what happened to me. It was my daughter's wedding and I went off." I'm quoting verbatim what is happening in Durban. It's not a talk for Joburg. This is what's happening in and around our area now. So there comes a time when a person feels that now I can't make it. I'm a gunegar and I'll die a gunegar, and Allah, whatever will happen, I will see now. No, it doesn't work like that. Every person that is seated here, you're a special person. Wallahi al-Azim, bear testimony to the person that he has iman when he comes to the masjid. In life, you have a choice. You could have entered Masjid al-Salam from this door. You could have come from the basement. You could have used the lift, or you could have come from the front door or the side front door. That is in your prerogative. But the doors of Jannat, to say that I'm closing it upon myself, this is not my and your constitution to apply. That key is in the hands of Allah. Every one of you is special. Somebody is an Ali here, somebody is a Hussein here, somebody is a Muhammad here, somebody is an Isa here, somebody is a Junaid here. Whatever your name is, you're a Muslim. Let this Friday, which is about 2 or 3 months before the month of Ramadan, let's make it a change in my life. That, oh Allah, I've got a list of sins. And in order to overcome the sinful life which we're grappling with for so long, we need to be honest. Honesty is the best policy. But it's not a policy that's in a lawyer's office now, or in a judge courtroom. This, my dear friends, we are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you deal with Allah ta'ala, you come clear. Because Allah ta'ala is alimun bi dhati sudur. Allah ta'ala knows what is in the recesses of the heart of the person. So you don't have to wait for your next umrah to go in Safa, Marwa, or cry by Miza bi Rahmat, or go into the Hatim, or hold the Multazam if you can ever get there. Right now, about 25 past 12, Musgrave, Masjid al-Salam, feel the peace. Let's make peace with Allah. Wallah, my dear friend, we can't become the masterpiece until I master peace. Whatever is your and my situation that I know in my heart, something is He's been with us for very long. It's a chronic spiritual ailment. Whatever it is now. We can't go and ask each person. That is his private thing between him and Allah. But you're suffering with it and you don't want it. You really don't want it. Let's make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. That Ya Bari Ta'ala, Innal Arda Lillah, this earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you took out the sun, you took out the moon, waxing and waning, rising and setting, water from you, food from you, my clothing from you, I am from you, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, I'm returning to you. What is not from you, O my Khaliq, I'm your makhluk. O my Malik, I'm your mamluk. You my sovereign master, I'm your slave. O my Allah, I'm extremely sorry. Make me maaf, my Allah. Forgive me for what I'm doing. In this masjid right now, you don't have to move your lips also. You don't have to look right and left. Haq Ta'ala Shanu is unlike someone that is listening to many people and he says one at a time. You know, sometimes when you're at a dawat and everyone is down the throat of the waiter, you say, wait, hold on, table one first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sami'. All hearing mean Allah ta'ala can hear everybody at once. And all seeing can see us all at once. At once, everyone focuses even on one sin today. One sin. Ideal is to get rid of all sins. But we are taking the small steps, and that one sin that is prodding your heart, and the gripe that is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's take that sin and say, my Allah, I want to leave this thing today. For your pleasure, my Allah. Whatever the nature of the sin is, whatever the nature of the sin is, one question will come to the mind, that if I leave this sin, then the reason for what I was doing this sin was because of that and this and that. How will it impact one? Without going into details, end of the day, I am a creation, we are creations, and the sin that we are doing is also a creation. And in order to function with creation, the creation is perpetrating against the creator. My dear friends, when that question comes about, that Mauli Sahab, you're saying leave this sin, but I can't do without this sin. It's making my entire business run, for example, whichever one we have chosen as our sin. How must I come out of it? What will happen to me? I can't leave it. We are involved with each other now for 5 years. You know, I'm addicted to something. Whatever sin we have chosen, it's creation. So the question which puts us into a dichotomy, which puts us into a conundrum of problems, na kehte bane, na sehte bane, na kehte bane, na sehte bane. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. If I make the move towards Kaaba, I might not get this. If I make the move towards Allah, I'm going to lose out here. So there's an inward tsunami that is carrying on when a person wants to leave a sin. Oh, my dear friends, ask the question and talk to that nafs and base desire. Oh, my inside, I'm being asked to leave a sin for who? For Allah, the one that has the entire universe in his control. I ask you, if we do something good for somebody, will that person 9 out of 10 times stab us in the back? 1 in 1,000,000, you get people like that. But overall, insan appreciates insan. We are not talking about a relationship of putting it right with human being. Allah will never let you down. Wallahi al-Azim, if that sin, what we are doing, is to give us peace of mind, And I'm thinking that I'm just trying to survive. Then Allah is telling us something else in the Quran. That your survival and peace of mind and contentment of heart, O young man, O follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O elderly man, O sister that is listening on the receiver or in the section, wherever it is. Allah is telling us, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah is getting our attention. Nothing but the zikr of Allah. Zikriya doesn't mean only sitting with a tasbih. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. No, zikriya is a broad sense. The connection with Allah, the obedience of Allah, the servitude to Allah, to understand who's Allah, who am I? I am Abdullah, he is Allah. I am Abdul Rahman, he is Rahman, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah is telling us, in my remembrance is tatma'innul qulub, peace of heart. And today you ask a person, brother, where are you going? Hey, I'm just going to take a break. What's the purpose of this break? I want to do some desert surfing. Oh, I'm going to some corner for a walk in the Amazon with some guide. You meet the people all the time. I'm talking what's happening in our community. Where are you going? Kilimanjaro. I want to escape. Mass grave. It's like a grave, man. I want to go to Kilimanjaro. Maybe I'll find some peace in the mountain. Somebody else want to go to Yellowstone National Park. Maybe I'll find peace in the Grand Canyon. And when you meet the person back after the December holidays, bye, John. You don't look peaceful, man. Say, Molana, don't talk about that place. I'll try Kuala. But you said you're going Maldives. You said when you go Seychelles, you'll move with the orange, you know, coconut and the orange juice, and you'll be moving with the, you know, whatever it is, you can fill in the blanks. And you're going to come from there, from Hawaii, and you're supposed to be up to date. What happened? Why didn't you find peace? If 10 years ago, holiday and elite destination and supercar and wonderful address and finery and jewelry and whatever it is that didn't bring the peace, then understand 10 years down the line is not going to bring the peace. You see, the word peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and itminan al-qalb is like a phone number. I'm taking a random phone number. If it happens to be your phone number, forgive me. It's a disclaimer. Names, places, and phone numbers are purely coincidental in my bayan. 0786786786. Just an easy number, right? Is a number to dial somebody. If I become a bright spark and dial 0786786787, will the number go through? So one cross, right? Even more bright spark, 0786786788, will it go to the person I'm trying to call? Second one down, 0786786788. Stopped at 9 digits. Will it go to? This is what's happening to us. We're dialing Allah Ta'ala over limit. We're trying to do something else. Cut it short. Change it. Chop it. And you can't get through. That peace will never come where I'm looking for peace until I find it to the one that gives peace. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So time is against me. People have got commitments. Many a lunch has been delayed because of my talks. I don't want problems with you and your family. My beloved ones, there's much about this hadith and the dynamics from a scholarly point of view, but nonetheless, you can use this. At-ta'ibu min az-zambi kamalla zambala. Hi. Wallah, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you play his words in your mind, you only grow more in love with him. At-ta'ibu min az-zambi, the one that makes tawbah from his sins, kamalla zambala, is like a person that never made any sins at all. The topic is navigating from regret to renewal by rewriting your story with Allah Ta'ala by His grace. Quite a long topic, but I needed to word it like that because it's a message from the Quran and Hadith. Let's rewrite our story. Kamalna Zambala. Imagine my little gel with me. You got an email or a visit from SARS. Nobody liked to hear that word on Friday also. Astaghfirullah mullah. Toba toba. And they say, bye, we are from SARS, you outstanding 100 bars. You start looking at Mars. What happened to you? And then they send a message, sorry, it was another Muhammad. How you feel? Alhamdulillah. Shukar, man. Let me just, you know, feed the poor or something. At-taibu min az-zambi kamalla zambala. We're coming on the day of Qiyamah. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi wa ummi wa abi. That day when mother don't want to know child, family running from family, what will be the condition? It will be halataka hadithul ghashiya, wujuhu yawma idhin khashiya. It's a dreadful day. The mountains just came into cotton wool not long ago. Everybody is running helter skelter. It's yawmul hasrat. It's also yawmul jaza. We don't know where we're going. And Allah says that here is your books. You got a green light. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. Imagine that day. More than the elation of SARS. More than knowing that we acquitted and we free from the court case that would have locked us up for 20 years. That day demands that I work on this day. Wallah, my dear friends, I asked you a question in the beginning, that can I deliver my message on a friendly basis? And the ones in the back said, Maulana, address it as a friend. And my seniors who have seen life, they have said, address it as a friend. Today, oh brothers and sisters, wherever this is reaching, right now through the speakers, through the live streaming or recording, when you will hear this, then remember, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not be despondent of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. You're gambling, Allah will forgive you. Leave it. The music, whether it is Hollywood, Bollywood, or secretly playing it somewhere along the way, English and whatever have you, the golden oldies from the 60s, that make that leg go up and down. Leave it. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. The one that is clubbing, not in Durban, but his report is coming, what he's doing, somewhere in Spain. You think the ulama are sleeping? They just smile to keep the mile going. The reports are coming. What's happening when we're landing in Dubai? For the one that is doing backdoor business, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. For the one that wants to make war with Allah, change that war to love with Allah. Leave that crookery and interest. For the one that owes his sisters and brothers inheritance, you the eldest son or daughter, Allah gave you that mansab. If it means leaving baklavas and eating brown bread, give the inheritance. Allah will take you under His care. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. To the one that is living two lives, you get the front saf musalli, and then you get the front saf other person also. So in Durban, he's number one, but somewhere else, he's also number one. To the man that is living two lives, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. To the one that is womanizing, and is deceiving the loyal wife, and now I have to say it, to the woman that is woman, that is playing around and deceiving the innocent husband, to all of these people, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Let's change our inside. Let's make a pact with Allah. Allah, I'm coming back to you. Allah, I want you. This sin has overcome me as a chronic illness. But my beloved Allah, I am tired of sinning. It's not giving me any hope and not giving me any direction. To that lady that's cutting her hair, putting perfume and growing her nails. And she's flaunting and making people's life daunting. And await what can happen in the akhirat that is haunting. I'm addressing you with the word from Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Make the tawbah with Allah that I'm leaving this fashion and dressing like material is expensive. To the family members, to the husband that is making zulam on his wife, and I'm saying it to the wife that is making zulam on the husband. So I, tilka bi tilka, everyone is equal here. This is the court of Allah, house of Allah. To the father and mother that is making zulam on the children, to the children that are making zulam on their parents, to the bosses that are making zulam on the staff, and oh staff, you're making zulam on the boss also. We know the report, what you're doing. To all of these people, to in-laws that are making the life of son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws miserable, and to daughter-in-laws and in-laws and son-in-laws that are making the life of in-laws miserable, we speak on the behalf of Shariat, my dear friend. To all of us that are doing something that's going to hold us up on Qiyamah, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. To the man that wants a watered version of Islam, that I want Islam according to me, Quran according to me, Sunnah according to me, that one is not important. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, we'll see later. To the Abrahamic Accord, leave this thing of going behind modernism, where we become sympathetic to the West. All that is West is best. They don't know where they're coming compared to the rest. They don't know. To the man that stabbed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the back and say Sunnah is unimportant, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Change that heart of ours, my dear friends. Do not be despondent of the mercy of Allah. We made a mistake. Today is the time to bury this. Today is the time. It's a Friday. It's a Mubarak day, more powerful than Eid. It's a day in which we can come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live our life for the Jannah that awaits us. My concluding remarks: if still we have that reservation, that can I make it? Can I make it, Mulana? You don't know me. You touch on so many things, but me. And I'm telling you verbatim. Some people say, I am shaitan. Mulana, you don't know what I did. Whatever you did, can it be worse than those people that came to Nabi alayhi salam who killed their daughters? Whatever we did, however big it is, every wali has a past, every saint has a past. And oh brothers like myself, we are sinners. All of us got a future. There's a future for us. There's a future in this world, and there's a future at the time of death. There's a future in the qabr that you're going to enjoy. And then there's a future from drinking from the hands of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hawza Kawsar. There's a future where we're going to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're going to be enjoying the fruits of Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. These are the forthcoming attractions. Often when we are told leave sins, then people think that the recompense of the sins is only going to come when I reach Allah. No, my dear friends. You notice when we go for our dawahs, as we enter, there's already juice and barfi and mitai and all the things in front. And you ask them, is this the meal? They say, no, why? This is the pre-starter. Then you get the starters, then comes the meal, and then the main meal, and then the dessert. When we will turn to Allah, Jannat is coming. Man amalana rabiha. Who works for Allah Ta'ala in this world, Allah will already give you the forthcoming attractions. And what is that? Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. No time for the tafsir. If you look at the word nuzul, it means the hors d'oeuvres. If you know some French, it means the starting packages, the starters that are coming, Allah will give us in this world, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make this a turning point in my life, your life, and the life of all those that are listening. And Allah Ta'ala take us closer to Him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen.